you have to ride them waves.
What's shaking, T-Foes? Danny Brams here for another edition of Decoding the Presser on Charlotte Soccer Show. And it is a special one because we are welcoming a new player to the club. You got to love that. Harry Toffolo spoke a little earlier this week. Meant to do it the day of and got a little behind on some things, but I'm cranking it out here. And as a bonus on the episode, we'll hear a few minutes of Harry Toffolo speak and I'll do my whole reaction thing. And then we'll also hear from Tim Ream, who spoke just this week, previewing the Real Salt Lake match. It's happening on Saturday, Bank of America Stadium. 7:30 p.m. on Apple TV, MLS Season Pass. I'll be in the stadium. I actually have some special stuff planned for the game, so you might see me if you're a big fan of the Coronation pregame. That's just a little teaser for you. But without further ado, let's hear from Harry Toffolo, and let's decode what he had to say in his introductory presser at Charlotte FC.
What initially drew you to Charlotte?
I've been excited about the MLS for a long time, but forging as a British player, forging a career in England, in the English leagues, is something that I was passionate about. Charlotte's a new up-and-coming team, but it's accelerating so fast that it's exciting. And when I came here, me and my wife came out the weekend of the Toronto game. We had a look round, we had a look at the facilities, and this is up there with Premier League clubs in terms of facilities they have here. So I knew my game would improve. I knew my family would be settled into here. I understand there's quite a big Southern hospitality around here and I'm feeling it already. But everything was perfect. And it's almost a natural transition coming from the UK, coming here. It almost felt immediately a bit like home. I feel more like home tomorrow when my kids and wife arrive. It's been a long 12 days without them. Probably after 2 hours, I'll probably be going, right, go back on the plane now. But I'm excited. It's a massive club. Look how well they're doing in such short space of time. The manager, the head coach, you call it. The head coach, he's fantastic. He was a massive draw for me. He's got a massive reputation in the English game, and he's come over here and he's carried on that reputation here, which is great.
You said
you can call him Gaffer, Harry. You can call him Gaffer. That's a universal term on both sides of the pond. A couple things I heard there. What a great answer. What a great initial answer to his first query there. And I heard massive club. I heard feels like home. And I heard my game will improve. It's interesting to hear from a guy who's 29 years old and has played in the English Premier League, or at least the top level. He didn't play a ton, but I mean, his club was in the Premier League and he helped them win promotion to the Premier League. And for him at 29 years old to say he can come here to Charlotte FC and see his game improve, that's absolutely fantastic. I think we all love to hear that. And welcome to the South, Harry. I hope you're feeling that Southern. I'm glad you're feeling that Southern hospitality, and I hope you continue to feel it. Even though I think that currently Toffolo, he might be, as we speak, might be flying back from Canada where he went to get some visa issues sorted. But all well and good. Welcome back to the South, Harry. And I'm so glad that your family is here to join you.
You've been thinking about MLS for a long time. How has maybe your thought about MLS maybe
notice
changed?
Notice how Will makes very good, takes care to say MLS, and Harry called it the MLS. Just such a fun thing. We could do an entire episode on the whole, like, the MLS versus just MLS. It's pretty funny the way that some people take it so seriously. I like to say the MLS because I know it's wrong. It's sort of like an intentionally contrarian thing that feeds my punk rock soul. But yeah, the MLS versus MLS, always an interesting little dust up there, and everyone's got their preference.
As you've seen more clubs come to the forefront, this club's only 4 years old, for example, what drew that change maybe in your mind, or what drew the attraction in your mind to this league?
It's an exciting league. It's different. I've never seen a game, it's a draw and it goes to penalties before, normally in a normal, like the cup games type thing.
Never seen
it's a show. It's take this respectfully, it's very American in terms of the show, which is great. And I'm really excited to my kids to see it, because in England there's a different vibe when you go into a game and it's intense, it's full on, and the kids are sat amongst the crowd that are swearing. And I think the thing, I'm not going to say it, but the worst thing I've heard someone say is ref you. The S word, which is, I can say it, but I don't want to say it.
Say it, Harry, say it.
But it's, it's good. It's great. Everyone seems so nice. And it's making a transition into a new life across the pond very easy.
That's one of the things I think Westy...
It's funny to hear him say it's very American when, you know, the Premier League... When the Premier League first started, fun fact, if you're not aware, like it was basically inspired by, and everything about the Premier League was kind of inspired by the NFL. If you read this book called The Club, a lot of the people who were instrumental in creating the Premier League back in the 90s, they wanted it to be more like the NFL, more like a show. They wanted halftime shows and cheerleaders. And there actually was more spectacle in the early years of the Premier League. And then they kind of tamped it down and they're like, yeah, let's get back to a little bit more of an English feel here. But it's very interesting to hear him point out the, you know, the show with, you know, the knight going out there with his flame and the, you know, the pepas and whatnot and all the pomp and circumstance around an MLS game. It kind of outdoes the Premier League in a way, you might say.
Sharon agent, one of the things he said was, I feel like I can bring my family to a game, whereas that might not necessarily be the case. How much did you lean on him for feedback?
Huge. Westy met me and my wife when I landed last weekend or the weekend before. Tam, our agent, has been in constant flow. I've been exchanging text messages, giving me an insight, because I think when someone wants you to move out here, they say all the great stuff that it is, but there's almost the other side of being away from your parents, grandparents for the kids, which takes its toll, because I'm a big family man and I love having support around me. And I understand that being not 2 hours down the road in a car, it's 7 hours on a plane and it's cost money. So that's a big part that we had a lot of thinking about. That's probably the only thing. Everyone else weighed towards coming here. I think that was a big, if you had a scales, it would always come to family to hold it down. And then
Wow. Getting
the support from family back home, going, go and enjoy it. Go live your life. It's a life experience, and go and achieve something that you want to go achieve.
I know when I saw you outside the facility a week ago and you said you want.
Pretty incredible answer to hear how much he stresses that he's a family man and the family almost being a farther away from family almost. Mind of Toffolo and what he's all about. Very cool.
You want to buy a truck, you want to do all these different American things. What are
gotta buy a truck
about America that
gotta buy a Japanese truck to truly be American?
I drive a pickup truck back home, but I'm too embarrassed to get inside that truck now. I've seen the size of them here. I'm looking at a dually, so I'm getting into the lingo already. I'm going straight in, won't be able to park it anywhere, but that's not a problem. As long as you don't get parking tickets for parking over two spaces, right?
Yeah, so
maybe I can't get that then.
You can pay for two spaces.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm already going to have to pay for two extra tyres. I'm going to be paying for two spaces every time as well. But no, I just love the American culture. I just love how nice they are. And I picked a really good state. Southern state, somewhere that is accepting of people coming in who respect their values and respect everything about them. So I'm excited. Like I say, I keep going back to my kids, but they mean the world to me. But I can't wait for them to see it and just be like, everything's so big. Even when I have the first McDonald's, it's going to be so big.
Big.
Lastly, for me,
Massive.
Nathan Byrne, obviously, you guys were teammates together at Swindon.
Nathan Byrne.
How great have you had a chance to, like, not only look at his career, but how much did you maybe lean on him as well for some advice about this opportunity?
Yeah, Bernie's, I call him Bernie, everyone calls him Nath around here. But yeah, Nath is, me and him got on really well when I was at Swindon. We're talking 10 years ago now. We were playing together and we had a successful team going all the way to the playoff final. So if we almost could replicate that in a short space of time or long space of time we've got together, then that'd be great. But it's nice to see him, his wife, the kids have all grown up. I saw them when they were tiny and they've got bigger now, obviously. So it's been nice for when my wife gets here to know a familiar face. So he was a massive draw. Westy was a massive draw, the head coach. Zoran, fantastic. What a human being he is, in terms of showing me the club, making me feel so welcome. Because I think that's the first hurdle when you go somewhere new. He wants someone to bring in and go, look, we really want you. And he was the first person I had to talk with, Bobby as well. All of them have been fantastic.
Welcome to Charlotte.
Thank you.
Welcome to Charlotte, Harry Toffolo. Absolutely incredible. We got Bernie, we got Westy, we got Toffs. The English influence is I was saying this even before Toffolo came, is Charlotte the most English British club in MLS? I haven't really done the math on it, but I'm just going to go ahead and say that they are. So if you want to correct me on that, Feel free. But in addition, we got another guy who's not British, but did play in the Premier League. And that's he's got a great nickname as well. We're talking about Remo. And Tim Ream, he also spoke this week. And since we got some time here on the clock, let's listen to Remo and let's decode a little bit about what he said as well.
What does it mean to go out and get a win of that nature in Cincinnati?
Yeah, it's good. We said before the game that it was about, you know, sending a statement. Obviously, with the way the game played out, red card, you know, with 20 some odd minutes to go, you know, helps. And listen, it doesn't, at this point in the season, it doesn't matter how you get 3 points. It's getting 3 points and continuing to move yourself up the table and try to solidify a playoff spot. So, you know, it's nice that we could do that.
Your goalkeeper
extremely well said right there.
About
doesn't matter how you get 3 points, just get them. Makes me think
of
Julio. I'll see you when you
in
get
the
there.
Back line. I know that there. You don't want to let chances,
yeah.
But how does that make you feel more confident?
Yeah, it gives you, you know, a big boost of confidence, knowing that no matter what happens, he's going to be behind you and on top of his game. You know, we've had a lot of discussions, looked at a lot of video with, you know, the entire team, and you know, trying to limit chances, but now knowing you know, that he's at the top of his game again, you know, it helps so much. It keeps you, you know, calm in every situation, knowing that he's behind you.
What do you know about Real Salt Lake?
I mean, not a whole lot at this point. You know, guys are like, oh, you know, it's a team, you know, this late in the year that we haven't played. So we'll obviously look at video. Obviously, you know, depending on what happens with Luna, Diego, and obviously he, you know, he gets sent off the other day, and he's a big part of their group.
Pretty big part.
So we'll have to wait and see whether things change in that aspect. But listen, at this point in the year, we're focused on ourselves. We need to worry about ourselves and what we're doing on both sides of the ball, in order to you know, continue to solidify in our place in the playoffs.
I know he's a national team teammate of yours. Does it disappoint you not seeing him over there? I mean, obviously, they take a player off like that. Doesn't hurt your feelings, but
no.
Do you as a competitor maybe want to see that and test yourself in that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you always want to play against the best. You want teams to be at full strength and you know, to prove yourself day in and day out. It's no different when you're on the training ground. You want to see everybody out there and competing. And for us, you know, it's... Would we like to compete against the best every week? Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, you know, you can only play what's in front of you. So, you know, if he's obviously not available, then it can help us. But, you know, we still have to focus on ourselves and focus on our game.
Five of the last eight are at home against...
As far as I know, Diego Luna is still suspended. I don't think he's had any successful appeal overturned. You can, again, check me on that. But it is interesting either way to hear Ream kind of go in deep on what that means. And Tim Ream, very analytical dude. You know, it's interesting because I remember, it's funny, we just did the Harry Toffolo presser about of his introduction to the club. And I remember I did decoding the presser for Tim Ream when he was introduced to the club. And I didn't love some of the stuff I liked a lot of what he did, but the things I didn't like about Ream said that day were just about how it seemed like he was more about the family than about the soccer. So I was just being like a petty little fan. Like, I wish he would talk more about playing soccer for Charlotte instead of his family being a good fit here. But, you know, Harry Toffolo just did the same thing. I did, you know, so kind of interesting that it does. Maybe I need to be a little more graceful towards these guys being humans and having families and things like that. But in the interim, I've really have come to respect a lot of Tim Ream's sound appearances. Anytime he's speaking in front of a mic, he's very analytical, very considerate, doesn't say things by accident. And again, here, he's saying the right things. Whether Diego Luna's out there or not, it's Charlotte FC's job to go win at home against RSL. And we'll see you on Saturday.
At the bank, yep. What will it mean to be back in front of the fans, and how much can that help you going forward?
Yeah, we've said it all year. It's huge for us. It's important that, you know, we obviously have the support of the fans, but we send our, you know, our home support happy. Send them home happy. Sorry. And for us, that's, you know, with the last next five of six. Or five, like you said, last five and eight.
Yeah.
you know, that's 15 points for us that we should be taking home. And obviously those are not guaranteed points, but you know, we're with the way we
one of those games we play at home,
you know, the record we have, it's important for us to come away with you know, maximum points in those five games.
Tim, quickly talking about the back line since you returned.
How great could it be to be facing Philly in that final home match on Decision Day, mid-October, and them going for the supporter shield and us going for, you know, a playoff bye? That could be one of the most electric nights in the entire season for sure.
From national duty, you've been more centrally and you've had more balance with the outside backs. How is that for you and the back line?
Some tactical talk here, team.
More comfortable with the defensive numbers looking much better in the months of July and August?
Yeah, obviously, you know, playing centrally is my kind of my best position, and coming back here after getting a, you know, the run of games with the U.S. team at center back, it's an easy transition. But you know, we've kind of shifted and rotated guys around even still at the, you know, the left back and right back spots. So it's just about cohesion. It's just about communication, and that's been, you know, really high in the last couple of weeks. And that's, you know, that's important. We all had a rough May and June. It didn't matter who you were. It didn't matter where you were playing. We, you know, we all had a rough go of it. And you know, I think we're finally getting back to you know, what we do best. You know, being really, you know, really solid, really tight as a group, as a team, as you know, from front to back and back to front. And it just starts with hard work on the training ground and communication, and that's been really high, and it's something that we're going to, you know, look to keep going.
Thanks, Tim. Yep.
Communication and cohesion, all positive things from Tim Ream. You know, he doesn't always say a ton, but he does say it very thoughtfully, and I always appreciate that. So great stuff from Harry Toffs. Great stuff from Remo ahead of RSL. I can't wait for Saturday night. I mean, there's only five of these things left, people, so pending playoffs. So we might as well enjoy it. Shout outs to my Gunners. Arsenal, the Premier League, is back as well. I got my Bukayo Saka number 7 jersey on here. And life's beautiful. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend ahead. Let's make the most of it, Tifos. Let's have a good time. I'll see y'all at Hot Fly. I'll see y'all at the coronation. I'll see y'all at the game. And we'll see y'all celebrating 3 points at the end of it on Saturday. It's for the crown, baby.